Blog Talk Radio.
It's not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and in your heart and where you're at. It's not about the weight size. It's not about the scale number. It's about where you feel right inside.
Yeah, you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and you know, you never gave up, and that's what I just find so inspiring.
You say that I can be an inspiration. I think that, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looks at what I did, I think that is something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something. Oh, good God, man, I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
It was just a complete moment of triumph, because at that particular time I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubts mess you up.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow. No, brother, you are really, and you guys are so inspirational. You know, Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. Everybody, we all have a story, you know. God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that, you know. It's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life, and you just said it, Sparky, it's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people.
If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up? And I just remember him saying, because there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up. Because we all get knocked down. We all do. And you just keep getting back up.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to the YRG Radio Roundtable.
And welcome to YRG Radio. You've got Stacy Morris here, Team YRG member, along with Robert. Sparky's taking a breather this week, so it's just going to be Robert and I. And this is the show that's all about living life at 90% and getting back up after you've fallen. We all do. And getting our lives back into balance. We're here to, you know, show up and support one another. That's what Team YRG is all about. So, Robert, how are you doing this week?
I am hanging in there. How are you doing, sir?
You've had a hanging in there kind of week?
Absolutely. It's been a very stressful, very busy week. Not a lot of sleep, too much work. You know, one of those kind of weeks.
Oh, yeah. That you're putting it, I guess, politely, then. That you're hanging
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, I'm waiting for the weekend. We've got a nice 3-day weekend coming up. I'm looking forward to that and getting a little breather.
Okay, you deserve it. You and I both could not attend the YRG extravaganza, which was a total bummer because from everything I've heard, it was completely amazing, and so much so that DDP has already started planning the next one. He's not even going to wait an entire year. He's making plans for January. So if you missed it, this is part of what we're going to be talking about tonight, and it's not just going to be Robert and I talking about it. We've got DDP as the special guest tonight, who's going to tell us all about what happened over the past few days and what we could expect to experience in January. So is he with us yet?
Not yet. No, he should be here. And he's always fashionably late, you know, but he'll be here any minute, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, I just heard that, first of all, the setting was absolutely stunning. And, you know, beautiful water, even the pool was beautiful. But what I really want to hear from DDP is about the food, because that's what interests me most. And It was all, I think, all the food there, I think, was gluten-free and dairy-free. So I'll be really interested to hear, you know, how the participants liked it. If, you know, in fact, they don't eat that way, if they were surprised and how good everything tasted, you know, that sort of thing. And I understand that the workouts were pretty intense. What do you think? Think they were?
I think the chances are pretty good with Dallas involved, because he's been working on his psycho push-ups lately, so I can only imagine what he put the crew through.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've just only heard. I know the day is probably going to come when I will have to actually come face-to-face with Dallas and do a workout. But I feel like right now my job is to get ready for that day, you know, because from what I understand, it's a little bit of a different experience than watching him on DVD. Have you ever worked out with him?
No, I haven't. I was supposed to about 4 or 5 months ago, and it was going to be me, Dallas, Mark Merrow, and our good friend Ray Lloyd, and they had. Excuse me. You know, Ray had pulled his shoulder, and I just woke up with a terrible migraine that day, so I wasn't anywhere close to being ready. But yeah, I'm bittersweet about it, because I would have liked to have to really seen what that was all about, but at the same time, I didn't want to get embarrassed either. So, you know, it worked out well, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's got to be a very humbling experience, because, you know, that's just how DDP is. He's intense. He doesn't do things, forget about halfway. He doesn't do them three quarters or seven eighths of it. He takes it to the wall, you know. And I think if I can make it through one of his workouts, you know, and I'm still standing at the end, I think I'll be pretty proud.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you've talked to Mark on the show, but I don't know if you're aware, on top of his motivational speaking, he also has a gym here in Orlando, and he, you know, is in phenomenal shape, and still just tore him apart.
And, oh, my God.
It was pretty intimidating.
Wow. Well, I know Doug, you know, Doug has done several workouts with him, and I saw there's a picture, and it might even be on the Team YRG site, of Doug after a workout, and he looks like he's just, you know, like jumped into a lake or something. He's completely drenched. And, you know, so I know that's going to be a very worthwhile part of the next retreat, is getting that one-on-one attention and getting to experience that challenge, you know. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm definitely going to be at the next one. I was really sorry to miss this one, but there was a scheduling conflict. And I think it should be a regular thing, because we have such a nice core group of Team YRG members who are really active and really look out for each other. And there's just such a nice feeling from that. So I can only imagine what that would be like if we were all to meet, you know, in a single place and just kind of hang out and have some FaceTime. I think that would be very cool.
Absolutely, because there's so many people that we've spoken to for years now that we've helped, and they've helped us. It would be nice to spend some actual time with them.
Yeah. Hey, and while we're waiting for DDP, I took note of some of the new members, and you can, you know, maybe, you know, if I miss someone, let me know, because I know you're pretty good at keeping track. But I wanted to welcome the following new members to Team YRG. Stephanie, I'm not sure if this is pronounced right, Mady or Maddie. And she doesn't give a city, but she's from the U.S., as is Kimberly Reinbott. And there's Derek R. Williams. We have a lot of people from Georgia. He's from Columbus, Georgia. Denise Edwards from Royston, Georgia, and Will Lights, I think it is, L-I-P-E-S, from Pooler, Georgia. And then there's also David Vandruff from Long Beach, California, Tony from Boston, Mass. And last but not least, I've got Tim Wetzel, and he's from Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, which is one of my favorite places on earth, but that's a whole other, you know, that's a long story. I won't get into it. But welcome, everybody. We're glad you came on board, Team YRG. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions. We're here for you. And the main thing is take it a day at a time, but do it regularly, because that's the only way you're going to see change. So did I miss anyone?
I don't think I was just looking at this. I think that we have James Olsen and Will Light as well, but they may have been, I think it was Kitchen before, so they have been from the previous week.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. What else can I talk about? I mean, I've had a pretty busy week, too. But, you know, this is where when I have weeks like this, it's totally a testament to how if I keep with the clean eating and I keep physically active and doing the YRG moves and all that, it helps everything, you know, stay kind of glued together. Because I could not handle stress in my life and accomplish what I do if I weren't doing, you know, what I'm doing in terms of clean eating and YRG. I mean, I just couldn't. I would not be able to function and do as much, because now that I'm, you know, I've gotten all the gluten and the dairy out of my system, I literally kind of operate at a higher speed, you know. And so, and I'm also, when I'm physically active, I can process. I literally am a stress processor. And it just kind of pushes out of me like a freight train. Whereas before, you know, when I was sedentary and, you know, using food as a comfort and sort of as a drug, I would literally slow down to a crawl, you know, and that, it just makes everything more difficult. So, I mean, I know we all have stresses in our lives and demands, whether you're a parent or not, or, you know, whatever your job is. You know, there's always stuff going on. But if you can incrementally, and that's what I did. I did it very incrementally. I didn't do a big, you know, cold turkey crash course kind of a thing. But I made changes I could live with. And little by little, it built. I built this new foundation. And now, man, I feel just so ready to handle whatever is coming my way, good and bad, you know. I feel like I'm in a catcher's position. You know, where before I was kind of like lying face down on the ground. I've been dealing with stuff, but I deal with it in a healthy way now, you know. So that's my story for the week. Oh, and I don't know if some of you might have seen my yellow pants video. I'm in this really small pair of pants now. Took me a while to get into it. Felt really good. And everything, I mean, I've had to, again, I'm giving away part of my wardrobe, you know, and this was like the small stuff I bought a year ago. And I just continue to release and reshape my body, but I'm doing it at a very, you know, even pace. But when those moments do come, when it's time to get rid of clothing, it just feels so great. It feels like here's the tangible proof that all the effort's worth it, you know? Like, it's nice to be able to hold some tangible proof in your hands, you know? So that was a good part of my week. It was just a nice feeling of accomplishment. And I'm going to pass the clothing on to, you know, someone else who could use it. And that's also a good feeling. So I've had a good week overall. Busy, but good.
Yeah, I could say that brought to mind. I mean, there was a long period in your life where you bought clothes because you had to, not because that's what you wanted to wear. It just, that's got to be a quite different.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Now, I know we have Jay. I don't know if Jay's going to want to call, but I'm glad that he's in the chat room. And I wondered if he wanted to give us any updates on the stairs, because Jay's doing something that even I've never done, which is he does these regular round of like really intense stair climbing. He lives in a building where there are many flights of stairs, and at last count, I think he was doing 10 flights. And by doing, I mean he was running up them. Now, I mean, that's something. I did about 8 flights of stairs a couple months ago. I didn't run, and that was tough. So I just wonder, Jay, if you're listening, if you can hear my voice, give us an update, even if it's just through the chat room, on how that's going, because I'm totally in awe of that. And that's an example of how your body starts to change through YRG, because YRG is really about, it starts with core strength. And once you get your core built, it affects everything. You can move better, your posture is better. And you actually, I found myself just, you know, all of a sudden I realized, wow, I really want to move now. Like, I want to. I don't have to make myself, you know. It's like I used to have to bargain with myself as to, okay, when are you going to get up off the couch? If I was thirsty, you'd think being thirsty would be motivation enough. I, you know, back in the day when I was like 330 pounds, getting off the couch was just something I didn't want to do, and I avoided it. And so it feels so freaking great to, you know, to bounce around and to bounce up, and, you know, getting up is not the enemy anymore, you know. And that's just, I mean, that's one of the best side effects of doing YRG is kind of gives you a new body from the inside out, as I'm sure a lot of teams can attest.
Well,
you can attest to that, Robert, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like, you know, we were impressed for this week. I, you know, even for 25 minutes work, I've had time for this week, and my back can feel it. The difference in my back. I'm sore, and I can't wait to get on it. But yeah, it's a huge difference for me.
You know, Robert, you're a little spotty. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you can hear me.
Your voice is kind of like it fades in and out. Are you having storms there?
No, it's just the internet here is hit or miss.
Okay. Well, I can hear some of what you're saying, but it sounds like what you're saying is YRG has definitely changed your body.
Absolutely. Yeah. Better. I don't know if you heard that part, but you know, with the stress and the business of this week, I haven't really been able to in the 20 work, I haven't been able to fit it in, and I can really feel the difference.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, do it every day, but I do it regularly each week because I don't want my body to lose the memory of what it builds from doing those moves, and I don't want it to lose the strength, you know. So it's really, consistency is the key. And like DDP says on his TV, Living Life at 90%, you just have to, you know, you do the SmackDown, and you really have to be honest with yourself about how much you're willing to do each week. Don't set a high, you know, like don't set 5 or 7 days a week if you know in your heart you're not going to do that. Shoot for 2 or 3, you know, and then stick to that and just make it like brushing your teeth. You know, don't argue with yourself. And you will start to see change, and you'll start to feel change. So Jay just checked in through the chat room, and he said, I've been doing 2 reps of the stairs, but last time I did 1 rep a few days ago, and I ran up as fast as I could right from the bottom. And I got to the last 3 or 4 steps and it slowed down. Well, that's pretty understandable, Jay. But that is amazing. And I continue to take my hat off to you.
We've actually got a caller. I don't think it's Jay. So let's see if we can find out who it is.
Yeah. Thank you.
Robert? Can you guys hear me? Hope we didn't lose you. I'm still here. Hello? All of a sudden it's silent. Hello? Hello? Okay, so you guys can hear me. I don't know what happened to Robert. Gee. Well, I guess this is my my shot at doing a monologue. all right, you can hear me. Anyway... I want to, okay, Robert Dean. Now, your name sounds familiar. Robert, how long have you been a Team YRG member? Do you want to just give an answer through the chat room? And if Jay or Robert, if you have any questions, fire away, because I've got nothing but time here. And I'm kind of talked out. I was really counting on DDP to be here talking about the retreat, and I want to hear all about it, and I want to, you know, I'm totally excited about the next one, which I plan on being at, and I hope, Jay, this will be a perfect time for you to get out of Toronto, out of the Arctic zone, which is, I'm in an Arctic zone, too, so I'm excited in January. Robert?
I am back.
Okay.
Well, that was far.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I was trying to do my best monologue, you know, but not my strong suit. Has DDP called in yet?
No, he hasn't yet. He should be any minute, but we actually have a caller on hold if you want to pull that up.
Okay.
Who's calling the 20 area code?
Hello, is that me?
Tell me, is that you?
Slacker, what's up?
Hey,
Doug.
Man.
Hey, Stacy.
Is this Doug?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Sorry, I'm on a cell phone. I know that cell phones suck, but that's the only way I can call in.
You sound very clear. Where are you, in Germany?
No, I'm in Texas with my daughter right now.
Oh, good
awesome.
For you.
Awesome.
Great. So now you can tell us. You were there. How was the first ever YRG extravaganza?
Well,
phenomenal.
Doug can tell us along with that because Dallas is here too.
Yo!
Hey,
DDP. Monkey!
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me
all
right?
Okay, cool. I can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so we've got Doug, and now we've got you, and we want to hear all about
how fantastic it was. Go ahead and rub it in.
Well, I'll start off by saying that when I know that I have definitely 11 people of the people who, because it comes down to rooms, I know I got 10, then I'm going to set the date. But I'm looking at the end of April, the beginning of May, because that's the off season again. And we love that place so much that we're going to go back to the same place because it was so accommodating on so many different levels. Like, Doug, you had did you room with somebody?
No, I had a single room by myself.
Yeah, and they were sweet, weren't they?
Yes, they were very nice.
They were amazing. My sister got me upgraded to the cabana or the casita. That was sick. That was like the nicest room. And I've stayed all over the world. I've stayed in Ritz's on the beach. I've stayed in Monte Carlo, overlooking the where they have the 80-foot yachts and shit. And I've stayed in some nice places, but nothing could touch this. Like the rooms that Doug stayed in were very similar to those rooms, and the people waiting, on you hand and foot was just amazing. Every restaurant that we went into, you pretty much could, not all of us, but 90% of us pretty much ate a gluten-free and dairy-free meals, and they bent over backwards, for us. And we had some big parties in there, a little over 20 people, at a table, and that could be a little much. And the accommodations as far as the, just all the different restaurants that they had, they were amazing. And everything, correct me if I'm wrong, Dougie, which one was your favorite?
Ooh, I don't even know. I think Kampai was the best one. When I only ate there the one time, there was just so many. You just couldn't eat at them all. I mean, there's just so many places.
The Kampai was amazing, and they had like an Asian fusion thing. So there's a lot of gluten-free choices on there. And I ate there for lunch and there for dinner another time. I thought the lunch was just off the hook. They had some kind of chilled cucumber, spinach, I don't even know what it was, but it was, everything was like, oh my God. Now, you go to one of these type of things, you're gaining 5 to 10 pounds no matter what. I don't think, I'm going to weigh everybody next time because I know that I'm shredded. And I ate like I was going to the gas chamber, and I ate sweets and everything, but they're all gluten-free and dairy-free. And Dougie, didn't you say your pants were loose? No, it was Jimbo said, and he made the decision. Jimbo, our firefighter, Jimbo Patterson, he said to me, he said, that just got him in the groove to go gluten and dairy-free because he needs, he wants to drop that last 35 pounds. Rev Kev, who came back from it, because he gained, he went back to eating wheat and dairy after he lost all that weight, and he gained 40 pounds in 3 months because he can't eat that shit. It's just so certain people can't eat it. And he lost 9 pounds while he was there. So,
wow.
He really watched what he ate. Oh, God. Hey, Dougie, were you there when it came back? He was eating the ice cream and the whatchamacallit?
Yeah.
he had this big old salad. Didn't eat much of anything else. And I was like, wow, he's really want to do this. And then I went over and talked because I always bounced around from one table to another because even if we weren't having a party there, we'd meet up at the same restaurant. So we'd all end up at different tables. And I'd bounce around at different tables and talk to everybody. It was Juan's 40th birthday, and he brought four friends, two of his best friends and his sister and his girlfriend. And I was over talking with them, and then I came back, and Rev Kev was eating this, I don't know what it was, some kind of taco that was wheat with ice cream. And I walked back, and I caught a redhead. Oh, God, I bust his balls so bad. Doug, it was hysterical, wasn't it?
It was. You said, this will be your last ice cream, won't it?
Well, I remember I had to make a pact with God because he's Rev Kev, and
yeah.
He would never say anything and swear to God that he'd do something and not do it.
And
so
you know what I saw on his latest pictures that he posted? He had coconut ice cream.
But that's the deal. That's the choice. If you
exactly.
are a person
like Stacy, if you were eating, if you were eating regular, you know, ice cream or regular bread or regular, wouldn't it come back on you?
Oh, it would, absolutely, and I would feel it. My system would start shutting down.
And that's really what it comes down to, you know. That's why I'm – and I love that everyone got an opportunity. Like, we baked, and this was like – you know, and Ange couldn't be there for, you know, many reasons, but the main one, she's so busy with My Picky Eaters, it's taking off crazy for her. So it was left up to me. And then I just asked everybody to help out. And what I did is I went and bought all these products from Namaste and Pamela's and all these different kind of, you know Namaste has the best pizza mix on the planet. And you don't even put anything in it. Have you tried it yet?
Oh, yeah. It's out of this world.
Out of this world. Better than any pizza anywhere except for maybe New York if you're still eating wheat, but I can't eat it anymore because this is so damn good. I mean, it blew my mind how good it was. And I just had everybody doing stuff, cutting up stuff. We made three pizzas, one that had no cheese, and the other two had I actually put Parmesan cheese on it. But next time I'm going to have the goat cheese. I wasn't prepared for that. So, and I wanted people to have, you want some Parmesan cheese once in a while, or not Parmesan, mozzarella cheese? Then eat it. You know, it's you make a – the dairy occasionally here and there isn't going to kill you, you know, especially if you're trying to lose the weight. And I wanted to see the different ways. Next time I'm going to have three different pizzas already ready to go and know exactly what I want. It was a big learning experience there. But, you know, we had like 15 people over at the when we did the bacon and the cooking. And then we all baked and we all cooked and we all ate. And it was awesome. And I bought two different Trader Joe's gluten-free brownies and the Namaste. And it was funny because one of my friends, Linda, was down there, and she brought a friend named Pam, and we were mixing them up. And I said, which one do you think is going to be better? She goes, this one right here. It was Trader Joe's. I said, you're wrong. And so we went in, and then they made them up, and then we ate the Trader Joe's. Everybody's like, wow, this is delicious. And the next night, that's why I wanted to do the baking, the next so that when we had the next party, we had everybody together, I could bring out the Namaste brownies. And I made sure I saved some for everybody, plus the waffles they have at Namaste is amazing, too. And I took a piece of that and strawberry and was feeding it to people. And it was like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. You're telling me this is gluten-free? I'm like, yes.
So, DDP, were you able to convert some skeptics there while you were cooking for them?
Absolutely, and more gave more choice. Like Reb was looking for choices because he just didn't know what I'm doing. And I gave a little PowerPoint presentation of all of the items that are out there, from cookies to to cakes to to pizza doughs to stuff that you could buy ready made to stuff that you could buy to make. And I'm going to put Robert and I are about to really break loose and start doing a lot of stuff, for the site because we're rebuilding a whole different site. The YRG Fitness system right now is shut down because I'm ready to make a change. I don't know how soon it will be, but they put something very cool up there on the site. So no one can even get the workout right now. And I'm going to rename everything to DDP Yoga. Because everybody calls it my yoga anyway. You can still call it YRG. You know, I don't have a problem. People can still call it YRG. And it's funny because right now I have Chris Jericho. And for you wrestling fans out there, even if you're not a wrestling fan, if you're a Dancing with the Stars fan, you know who Chris Jericho is. To me, he's what there's really like, Hulk Hogan, The Rock. And then when you take crossover fame, Jericho is like above everybody. Because he's out there, he's got his own band, he's got a record deal, he's got, he just did his own game show, he's on Dancing with the Stars, he's still wrestling, going back and forth. He's got like an awesome spot to be in, and I heard his back was really bothering him. When I promoed the Very Best of Nitro, they actually, which by the way is the second leading DVD sales in the last 2 years, which is awesome, and hopefully they'll have a volume 2 up of that. But when I was there to promote it on Raw about a month or so ago, Shawn Michaels had told me that look for a call from Jericho because I was talking to him and I was saying, hey, man, you ought to be doing DDP shit, man. It really works. Now, Shawn Michaels had been doing it since back in the day when I used to have my own little videos out there, and I was videoing preparing for what would be the DVDs, and there would be kids behind me, like, mimicking me. I mean, I got to find those because that's priceless shit, and I don't even have them because I've gone through so many different times. I'm hoping Shawn still does. But so I saw Jericho. I follow him on Twitter. Anybody who wants to follow me, it's RealDDP. And we have actually Team YRG up there as well. We can put that little at sign in there, which will be changed to, you know, at DDP Yoga, Team DDP
Yoga. It's
not yoga.
Your mama's yoga.
It ain't your mama's yoga. Oh, that was so funny. Doug is filming. Doug is filming a lot of good stuff. He's got a lot of great stuff on film. And I had everybody.
Yes. See, I was going to tell Stacy, I ruptured my ACL, so I wasn't able to do any of the workouts. Even the modifications bothered me a lot, so I was kind of the filming and video guy, you know?
And cheerleader. Oh, wait. I mean,
don't even go there. Don't go there.
Wait, and DDP.
You know I will see you again.
Hey, Dallas, you mentioned a guy named Juan at the retreat.
Absolutely.
He is on the line. Juan, are you there?
Juano, bring him on, Juano. Juan. Hello, Juan. Juan, where are you?
I think Juan is asleep.
Okay. When he comes back on. The bottom line is that when Juan comes on, let me know. But I was in the warrior position, and we were ready to do punches, and I just went DDP yoga, and everybody went, it ain't your mama's yoga. Hit it. 1-1, 1-2. So we got some fun clips of it. And in the beginning, you know, I had him keep doing it over and over again until we got it right. So he goes, oh, God, that was really lame. And we'll probably use some of those outtakes, too. But it was a lot of fun doing all that filming and stuff and working out. We did two workouts a day, 2 days, and we did one workout a day on 2 days because I wanted everybody on the Sunday to be able to sleep in, party that night before. Because this is like one of those retreats where it ain't like it's a health thing, and it's a healthy party mode, and I wanted people to have, you know, drink and have a good time if they wanted to. And
it sounds like even if you drink and have fun and whatever, you're not going to come away from this type of vacation, you know, feeling like you've just blown everything.
Exactly, and that's
you know?
it was about staying ahead of it, you know. And
yeah.
I definitely am going to weigh everybody in who wants to. You know, you don't have to weigh in walking in, but it would be great. And everyone said, man, we should have weighed in, you know, because, I mean, it was a different kind of sweat in there. It was where the actual palapa is, you know, that's was right on the beach. But a palapa is like a tent, but it's in straw. You know, it's like a big dough. I mean, it's huge, a huge area. That's where everybody partied at night, too, because they had bands there and reggae bands and, you know, Michael Jackson impersonators and all stuff like that at night. But when we were just there during the morning or afternoon, the breeze would come through off the ocean. And I would never have believed in August that, because they said that to me. I was like, bullshit. You know, there's no breeze coming off that ocean in August. Bullshit. It wasn't every day, but it was out of the six times we were there, I'd say it was four times, and people would get there early and line up in that spot. You know, so that when I'd come over there to do, like, you know, one of the moves where I was doing on side to side that I do occasionally, I was like, wow, it's really sweet over here. You know, I was up on stage. I drank so much water, but the water, there's a point where I wring out my shirt. It was like, it would have filled maybe a 10-ounce, 12-ounce glass. Easily filled.
Hey, Dallas, we've got Juan back on the line.
Juan. Okay,
Juan. Oh, come on, buddy. I know you're there.
I'll give you a little backstory to Juan. I met Juan when I was in my first live YRG live workout at Gold's Gym, And he was one of the first people who came up to me and said, I've heard all about this. I really want to try it. He brought a buddy. His name is John Ng. And we became friends. He ended up coming to my workouts on the down the park. He would always bring at least one or two people. Sometimes he brought like 10 people. And if I would have probably done it, you know, religiously every Saturday, we really could have built that up. But he was awesome for bringing, you know, bringing different friends with him to experience it. But at the same time, when he came down here to the trip, he brought four people with him. I was like, you're too much, man. Awesome. Yeah. Is he on yet?
He's yeah, he's live. I don't know where he's
are
at.
Are you there? Speak.
Speak.
Okay. Oh. It's not like he's shy, so something must be wrong with his phone or something.
So, DDP, you're going to do this? First you were thinking January for the next one, but now it's,
yeah,
it might be April?
Well, my sister said you're smoking crack. It'll be three times the price. You know, because what we're getting, I mean, what we got for this trip, I'm sure it's going to be a little more expensive. I literally picked the most inexpensive time to do this, which is the last week of August. That's why so many of you couldn't come. You know, and this one will be at the end of April, beginning of May. I'm finding out what the best price is and making sure before I name the date, you know, there's like 12 people I'm going to and say, can you come? Is this date free? Can you block it out? And before I nail, but that's going to be, and I'm going to do that within the next 2 weeks. But for what you got, if you roomed with someone, you were getting this deal at $200 a day. It's $205 a day is what it came to. If you roomed with somebody each. If you were by yourself, it was $250 a day. That's the room that were crazy. All the food, all the drinks, all the booze, everything. You know, that's insane. Try to go somewhere in the States and go anywhere near that. You're crazy. You know, if you're going to get even a decent room, it's going to be $200. You're going to have a room. It's going to be it. And you're going to pay for everything else. That's why these all-inclusive deals, and they don't exist so far that I found anywhere but Mexico and Jamaica. So this place was so sweet. There's not one person who went on it who didn't say, I'm coming back. You just tell me when, because this deal was too unbelievable. Plus, you got centered. Everybody was really motivational. You got any questions to ask me, Stace?
Well, I wanted to know how the workouts were. I mean, you're famous for giving tough workouts, and you know, I don't mean to scare people, but you know, you challenge people when you're face to face in person, don't you?
Well, you know, it's also the crowd. I bet you we had four people there. There was at least three people there who never did the workout before.
Hey, Dallas.
Yeah.
Tell her about rocks.
Rocks! Oh my God. We've got two guys who'll definitely be down there with us and their wives. Rocks. I met Rocks and Kevin, both two wild men. Kevin's 47. And they were down. He was down there with his wife, who is Rox's daughter. They just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. Now, Rox is 72 years young. He's a stud. They both got shaved head. Rox has got two earrings. He's 72. He's one of the coolest, hippest cats I've met so far on this planet. And we're sitting around my casita drinking, because they were staying in the same one, in the same area that I was in. And we were doing – I was drinking mojitos, but I don't really – rum doesn't do anything for me, so I was drinking tequila mojitos. And we're all doing shots of tequila and drinking. You know, everybody's had their own drinks. There's about 12 of us in the pool. My sister was there. My brother-in-law came down. That was awesome. And Kevin and I ended up, you know, talking, you know, because he's a rugby player, played rugby for 30 years, but he's beat up bad. And, you know, he wasn't a wrestling fan, but he understands how much we get beat up. So before you know, we're talking, and we're at the bar stools around the bar. And I'll get to what Rox was like in the workout. But, you know, those are like, they're like cemented into the ground, and they're tiled over, and you sit at the bar. But it's only a bar stool. So at some point, I'm telling him about my flexibility and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I put my forehead on my knees at any time. He goes, anytime, huh? I said, anytime. He goes, right now? I said, right now. And I got a good buzz going right then. So I stood up on the bar stool, brought my forehead to my shins like I can do all the time. And I said, normally I take my leg and stick it over my head here right now. I said, but all these drinks, I don't want to get anything. I don't want to put the pool water in the drinks. So we all backed up to like 3 or 4 drinks and got the last call. So about 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, there's no more drinks on the bar. And Kev goes, well, there's no drinks in the bar now. Let me see that foot over the head. I said, are you challenging me, monkey? And he said, you're damn right I am. So I got up there. Now everybody's watching me. And I've got a really good buzz going right now. Who knows how many shots of tequila I got in me. And it took me a little bit, but I got that up, and they all popped. And I came down. We did a couple rounds more shots. And I said, you want to see something real impressive? I said, let me tell you real core strength. Now, by this time, I'm as drunk as I've been on the whole time I've been there. And I come out of the pool. I go in the Black Crow, put my knees and my elbows, and I said, now, I don't know if I can do this. I said, but I'm going to give it a shot. And I kicked back in the plank, dropped in the MSM, came up to the down dog, jumped and landed perfectly on my elbows and stood up into a handstand and held it there for a count of 5, came down and was like, oh, my God, and I'm so pissed. I jumped in the air and did a cannonball and forgot the pool was only 3.5 foot deep. And my fucking butt hit that part of that ground so hard, I came up going, oh, damn, everybody's going, that was great. Oh, I just fucked my back up. But That's fucked up doing it like that, being drunk, being really buzzing. My brain's out. But Rox and Kevin came to the workout the next day, and they loved it. And Kevin's like, you got me. And I don't mean you got me. Like, you got me. I'm in. I'm all in. And then they came back again on the last workout that we did. Then that was an hour and a half. Rox is 72. Now, did he modify the positions? Hell yes. So did Jason. Who was, still like 80 pounds overweight, and had never done the workout with me. He'd done the workouts on the DVDs, but I guarantee he wasn't doing past energy or fat burner, but now he's doing an hour and a half workout with me, Pam came in.
Anyone can work out with you. You're not going to run them into the ground. You take into account where they are.
I make them take into account where they are. I tell them, check your ego. Like Kevin is, he came in, he's a stud. Wouldn't you say, Dougie?
Yeah, he was awesome, man. Both those guys.
He's
were
a stud. I mean, but he's a stud. He's a man's man. He was in the Army for 24 years. He's a 30-year guy. Because he works with, still with the Army. But I mean, this guy, he played rugby for 30 years, and I mean, he had to modify. He had to check his ego, and he got it. And I was like, dude, do not break your ass on this, because it's going to be so challenging, and it's going to seem like you're doing nothing, but it's going to challenge you more than ever. And I want to go back to Jericho, because he just texted me just now, because Jericho, I finally got a hold of him. I follow him on Twitter, and I am Jericho. This is if you want to follow CJ. I saw where he had put up a picture of him with acupuncture on his back, and it was a porcupine on his back. So I figured, I'm going to call him. Michael's told me, he needs my stuff. So I called him, and he's like, man, I swear to God I was going to call you. I know that sounds like a line, but I swear you're on my list. I go, dude, I get it. You're busier than I am. And he said, yeah, I heard about your stuff, and so many people, I knew it helped you, and I knew it helped Trish, and people are saying, you should talk to Trish. And I'm like, he's like, listen, if I'm going to do anybody's stuff, it's Paige's. I'm going to do his stuff, because I know where he started. So when I talked to Chris on the phone, he said, the reason why I haven't gotten back to you is because I had that it's a shot that we've taken our back, and it's called a epidural, I believe. And what it does is it numbs you, and all of a sudden your back feels fine. But your back isn't fine. All it did was take away the pain. It's like a 3-month or 6-month, depending on how bad your back is, painkiller. It's like a 6-month Percodan that you're taking constantly because you don't feel it. So you end up hurting it more. So I was like, CJ, I go, how old are you now? I said, I'm going to turn 40. I said, you realize that's when my career took off, right? He went, well, I didn't really think about that. I said, come on, bro. I didn't start till I was 35. I said, you're smarter than that. to think that, you know, you don't need to be working on this now. So I sent him the program, and he has been putting it over to everyone. Eventually, I will definitely have him on the show, without question. I just contacted him today. I talked to him every couple, you know, weeks, just, you know, preparing him and taking him through and giving him little, you know, little notes like I would to anybody here. And he put it over to Johnny Ace, who's the head of talent relations at WWE. And Johnny's one of my best friends. I've been trying to get him forever to want to do it. But it took Jericho telling him he swears by it. Will you send it to me? You know, so now, you know, I got him doing it, and he just friggin', I called up, I texted him and saying, Chris, I need a quote for the Bull Riders magazine, the NBR, National Bull Riders magazine, and that's like the top bull riding company. There's two of them in the world, and Tuff Hedeman is the main guy out of that. Now, he was 4-time world champion, and they're the only guys that I know to get more beat up than wrestlers, and maybe rugby players. I just did an article for them about me working with bull riders, and Chris gave me the greatest. Let me read it to you. Yeah, because I had him text me what he thought. What did he want to put in for a quote? And let me see, where is it? Got to back it up a little bit here. He wrote, Chris Jericho wrote, and I had him put DDP Yoga. DDP Yoga has literally changed my life. With DDP's guidance and knowledge of yoga, my personal health and fitness level has never been better. After looking to doctors and medicines for years to help alleviate the pain from the wear and tear of my 20-plus years as a wrestler, DDP Yoga has helped me in 2 weeks more than the doctors have of all this time. Thanks, Paige. Bang. So
that was
strong. And I just said, hey, say you like it or whatever. You know, I didn't even say, tell me whatever you want. He went to that elaboracy because Chris is a renaissance man. You know what I mean? He does all the different shit, and he ain't afraid to try stuff. But he told the BKM, you know, about it. And I wrote him back, Vince McKay McMahon. And he said, absolutely. And we started laughing about that. I said, boy, wouldn't that be a trip? But, you know, it's all about rehab for the boys. That's why the bull riders are bringing me in, because they want me to help their bull riders. So
that's brilliant.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's a great crossover because that's what I really developed it for, but now it's for everybody. And people say, so what's your target market? I said, everyone. And I know you can't be all things to all people, and it's not for everybody, you know, but it'll help everybody and anybody. And what I really, because a lot of wrestling matches, like I knew what I was doing from beginning to end. But there's other matches I knew what my beginning was, my middle was, and my end, and I just listened to the crowd. And when I'm doing, you know, DDP Yoga, and it's I'm getting away from the YRG thing, it takes me a little while too, because I still love that YRG thing. But it's time to reinvent it and really make it like a name, and that's DDP Yoga, one word. So they have to call it DDP Yoga. Yeah, you know, unless they're called Dip Yoga. you know, it's when I do a class, I look and see who's in the room. And if it's me and Rob Van Dam, I'm going to bust his ass because he's going to bring it. And I'm still not going to give him my workout because he can't do it. Now, if Rob been working out with me for 6 weeks, he could do what I'm doing plus. You know, he would be able to take it to another level, but he doesn't. So, you know, when I work out with my buddy Matt, I take him to the max, and we, you know, there's no holes barred. There's nothing I'm not going to try or do. But if I'm working with someone else in the room, and now one of the things I came up with, and this is something that will be in those new DVDs that I've been working on, it shows you how to get into Black Crow and how you work around it so you don't jump up and land on your elbows. You jump in the catcher. And then you try to lean on one elbow. And when it's time, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you just jump back. Anybody can do that. Well, not anybody, but, you know, most people can do that. Anybody that I've been on the mat with, you know, and Rocks could do that. You know, and every once in a while I'll just pull out. You never know where it's going to go. and I would do something that is like, you know, now I'm doing this thing called cycle push-ups. When you lower for 10, and when you hold for 10, I kick my feet in the air, and I do cycle push-ups up and down. And people are like, what the hell is that? It's just core strength. That's all it is. Yeah, so did we ever get him to say, on, Robert?
No, he's still having problems with his phone.
Okay, well, tell him to call in next week if you're talking to him and say whatever the deal is, because I won't be on next week and he can get in. But, Dougie, give one of your do you have any favorite story from this trip?
Oh, I don't know if I have any favorite stories. I mean, the whole trip was just phenomenal. I think my favorite story was looking at after the the dude who had the abs. The guy who had the abs that put you through the push-up stuff.
Oh, my God. There was a guy there that could kick my ass. And, you know, I don't ever say that. He was, Stacey, you would, every woman that I knew that was there were just, even the gay women, because there were some gay lesbians there with friends of mine, they were like, oh, my God, he's so hot. I mean, I almost wanted to take him out. I mean, he was that friggin', he was that great of shape. I took a picture of him. He's got either 8 or 12 abs, I'm not sure. But he taught me, and I filmed him doing, what is this, 8-minute workout, body against body? So nobody can tell me you can't build a body just doing what we're doing here. You just have to have the strength to get there. And that's where I'm at right now. My body is starting to change big time. And it's because I've added a lot more things. I actually just started taking, before I started talking to those guys down in Mexico, I started adding new stuff. And like the neck, but it's a level that you have to be able to, if you own the Diamond Dozen, if you own the Diamond Cutter, meaning that you can do that workout and get through it without having it kill you, then you're ready to start working on these things. That's the same thing as the DDP Extreme. You know, you're ready to start to work on that stuff. And all the yards, it's working. You know, because, you know, Stacey, how hard was it, you know, double black diamond the first time you did it?
It was tough. It was tough, but, you know, it's not an easy one. But, man, once I kept at it and I finally nailed it, oh, man, I felt like I really crossed a bridge into another land.
And that's the thing. One of the things that, you know, I've really gotten to notice, because I am pushing myself at a different level now, there is not a month that goes by that I am not stronger in a particular area at 55 years young, that I'm not deeper. I mean, every month it's getting deeper and stronger. And I know that it's the only thing I'm doing. I'm not doing any other workouts. So...
That reminds me of something, Dallas. You know I'm a fan of, I like to go to the gym, you know, in addition to YRD.
Sure.
And I have a trainer there, and I've been telling him all about YRG. He looked you up online, and these must have been, you know, this isn't like very recent stuff of you. It probably is a year or two old. But he was totally impressed with the way you look. I mean, he was just, and I think he's even going to order YRG, the DVDs or whatever they're going to be called, for his dad, because his dad is a former bodybuilder and is one of those typical bodybuilders who's kind of battered from overdoing it with weight. So, I mean, this guy is a personal trainer and was just like, wow, you can get looking like this from doing, you know,
next to nothing.
Doing that. So anyway,
right.
Go ahead.
Right. No, you go ahead.
Well, I think you're on a wave. It's just like starting to, hasn't even begun to crest of you know, converting people and changing their thinking about what can be done without any equipment, you know, other than your own hands and legs.
You know, and that's why I'm going to call it DDP Yoga from now on, because, you know what, everyone says, DDP, how's your yoga doing? It's like, oh. You know, it's YRG. It's like, oh, yeah, but how's your yoga doing? You know, it's like they get, of course, it's funny because I've called it DDP Yoga to Chris numerous times. He always calls it YRG. Good. Call it YRG. It still works, you know. But as how I'm going to brand it, because, you know, it's sort of like power yoga. You didn't have to put those two words together, but you put it because you knew that was different. And DDP Yoga is completely different than power yoga. It's like taking it to the next level. You know, and what we're doing right now, and, get, you know, how we're putting it all together. The, you know, the retreat I thought was just so amazing because it was like a family, and that's what Kevin and Rock said. They came up to our table and thanked us for letting them come and join us for that time. You know, and it was heartfelt, and we all had such a great time. We bonded, and anybody who's like a wrestling fan, I mean, if they ever knew, because I said this to, you know, Scott was there, and I can't remember his name right now. God, Michael.
Scott. Which one?
The thinner kid. God, I can't remember his name right now. You know who I'm talking about.
Is it Matt?
Matt.
With tall Scott was the one that just had
Jason was the one, right. So it was Scott. I mean, I said, would you ever believe that you ever could have spent this much time with me? It was, we're sitting together at dinner. He's like, dude, I never expected any of this. He goes, this is so much farther than my greatest expectations. And he was a fan.
You want to know my favorite time? I just thought about my favorite moment during the retreat. Remember what I bought for you out in town?
I don't remember what.
No, remember I said I'm going to surprise you with something, and I brought it in, and you worked out with it on?
Ah! There was a point in time where, and any real wrestling fans out there will remember this, but I had everybody in safety zone, and everybody was so tired. Everybody's forehead was on the mat. And when they came up, I was sitting on my heels with a La Parca mask. And everybody popped. So I got that Mexican La Parca mask on, and I called a lot of the workout with that mask on, with the hood on. All right, guys, I'm going to roll off on that. Dougie, tell some of your stories.
One other thing I wanted to say to everybody is all the pictures were posted on DDP's Facebook page. Well, not all of them, but the majority of the pictures were all there. There's like 500 and something pictures for anybody who wants to see pictures from retreat. I'm also doing a video on it right now. There's going to be two or three different videos. One's going to have video clips of people talking and you rinsing your shirt out and all this other stuff, but one is just going to be clips along with some music that I'm working on doing right now as well.
Awesome. Cool. And I want to thank you about that. When are you leaving? When are you heading back out of the country?
Monday. I'll be back in Germany on Tuesday.
Call me tomorrow, all right?
Okay, I'll give you a call tomorrow.
The bottom line is, guys, I'm going to seal the date in, so I'll let you know, and we'll have another. I'll get back in about 2 weeks, and I'll pick the date up. And I want everyone to whoever's listening on this, write me at Team YRG, and just tell me, you know, like what weekends don't work for you. That's what I've had. The last weekend in April, the first 2 weeks of May, tell me if there's one that doesn't work. You know, if it's all clean, then I'll pick it myself. All right.
All righty. Thanks, DDP.
Thanks
for telling us all about it. We'll be at the next one for sure.
Absolutely. See you guys later.
Uh-huh. Bye.
See you later, bro.
Hey, Stacey? Hello?
Ooh, I think Stacey just dropped. Everybody's dropped now.
That's okay. I'll hang on here because I can talk about the retreat, Robert. You know, what I wanted to say to a lot of people that were really worried, I mean, like, people, like, I know Arthur Yoga Doc, who I actually got to meet in Atlanta. The funny thing is, Ashley from the Travel Smiths booked me to go into Atlanta, and I was there for like 16 hours. So I flew on down on the same flight as Dallas did. So I got a chance to meet Yoga Doc and his wife Jen. Amazing people. I can't say thanks to them enough. And but what a lot of people were concerned about, and this is kind of, you know, bigger thing. Everybody goes, don't drink the water in Mexico because you'll get the shits, you know.
Yeah.
But on these resorts, they have bottled water, purified water, because they're not going to give themselves a bad name, you know. So the food, the water, the drinks, you have nothing to worry about. Transportation was included. They had different things. Like, we went on a bicycling tour. They had water aerobics. They had volleyball. I mean, all this stuff where you really didn't have to come out of pocket a dime. Now, I personally went to see Chichen Itza because it's one of the seven wonders of the world. You know,
yeah.
And that was only $109. That included transportation, a lunch buffet, you know, water, orange juice, things on the bus. So that was done also through part of being the resort. So it was just for anybody who is thinking about going, I would highly, highly recommend it. You know, I came from Germany and it was an unbelievable time. And I'm going to try to go to every single one he has if I can, because just meeting the people, meeting new people and the experience. And like I said, even though I couldn't work out, it was still a phenomenal time. Can't say enough good words.
I bet you're going to be a pump for the next one when you can hopefully work out.
I'll do it. Well, I'm going under the knife October 4th. And like the guy that he was talking about, Kevin just had a ruptured ACL 10 weeks ago, and he was telling me about some things that he had done, you know, and I said, oh, so that actually helped me out in talking to my doctor when I get back to try to have some different things done so they don't take parts of my body. You know, they take maybe parts of a cadaver or something like that, and that's what he had done with his. So, you know, it was just great. It was just great in all aspects, man. Not enough good words to say, you know.
Yeah, I really wish I was able to make this one.
Yeah, well, hopefully, like I said, the next one, you know, if you can, hopefully when he seals the deal on this, because I'm going to do everything I can to make it too, and just use it like I did now in conjunction with coming back and seeing my daughter. I think anybody and everybody, if you're just haven't done any YRG or DDP yoga, if you're just, you know, I'm just doing it sparingly, or if you're diehard or whatever, it's for everybody. You know, it's just like his workouts. You know, you go unmodified, you do this. You know, I was out helping people. He was doing this. You know, like I said, there was people out there that had never done it before that were in there. And it's all, you know, and you know how it is, Robert. You know, if you get into a group of 50 people or 30 people or whatever it was, it's going to help you, you know, in what you can do too. Because sometimes when you're just doing the DVDs, you go, you know, you might half-ass it. But you're out there with everybody. You're going to give it your all. You know,
yeah, you
can
get that competitive zone.
And you'll see other people that are in safety zone, so you won't feel bad going in the safety zone also.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, because there's no, you know, Dallas said earlier, check your ego at the door, but there's no shame in going into a safety zone and taking a break.
Oh, absolutely not. And everybody there did it. Everybody there did it. I mean, you know, at certain periods of time, and people were just drenched, and it was humid at times, so that just helped with the extra sweat and keep your body, you know, loosened up. And then it was, you know, you got down there, and then it was like, it was exactly what he said. It was like a family, because we would go, after we were done working out, people would go take showers, and then we'd meet down by his pool, or we'd meet at the pool that was, you know, and everybody have a few drinks or whatever, and just kind of go out in the ocean and just kind of BS and talk to different people and all this other stuff. And then everybody would go home, meet up for dinner later. So it was really a big, you know, family gathering. You didn't have to if you didn't want to, but, you know, it was really good. And there's, you know, it was really good that he did the cooking food. He did two cooking classes because a lot of people learned from that. You know, people that weren't, you know, or they were a little hesitant about it. Oh, I don't know if that's going to taste good. And they said, wow, this really tastes good, like the pizza crust. Oh, I can do that. Like, you know, Rev Kev. You know, Rev Kev lost his 125 pounds in like 4 months or whatever it was, 5 months or whatever.
Yeah.
He's, and it surprised me, he is very, I can't even think of the word I'm looking at, but he doesn't, you know, he wasn't aware of a lot of stuff. Like I said, hey, did you try some of the smoothie that he made? He goes, no, I've always wanted to try one. I said, you've never had a smoothie? He goes, no. And, you know, I'm like, wow, you know, that kind of was odd to me, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
Then I said, well, it's really easy to make, and I kind of went over it with him, and, you know, I said, this is it, and I'll gladly help you, you know, help you out with this stuff. So for him, just showing him different options, you know, of what there is out there, because some people are so, I don't want to say closed-minded, but they're so narrow, you know, it's like that tunnel vision. You know, they can't see outside of, you know, so when Dallas was showing him, this is how you cut up the vegetables, you know, the salads, this is how you do this, this is how you can make gluten-free pizza. It really opened their eyes and allowed them to see beyond that tunnel vision and to expand. And so it just gives them more, just like the YRG workouts. You can take it anywhere you want to, you know, just with the food too. And some people finally, you know, might have turned a light on inside them where they went, oh, wow, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of people like RevKev, they're brought up in with certain foods that they eat and a certain way of doing things, and it's hard for people to break out of that.
It really is. It really is, you know. Hey, I missed the first part of the show. Did anybody, talk about Sparky or no?
Stacy mentioned that he's out tonight, but that was pretty much about it.
That what?
That he was out tonight, but that was about it.
Well, yeah, his wife's grandmother passed away, so, you know, I'd like to send my condolences. I'll talk to him on the phone. I've already talked to him one or two times as well. You know, so I know he was really looking forward to it, but, you know, hey, sometimes, you know, things like the priorities, you know, and his priority is staying with his wife, which, you know, I told him that was the best thing he can do. There'll be another retreat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, like I said, my condolences go out to him and his family if he's listening, and when he does listen in, and I'll call him anyhow on the phone, so. But for those of you guys who didn't know, you know, out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
because he had to miss tonight's show because of the viewing, and he had to miss the retreat as well because she was not doing well.
Yeah, but I don't know, you know, I really don't, you know, don't have too much else to say other than if everybody wants to check out the pictures, I put them on to Diamond Dallas Page Facebook page. There's three different folders. They're called DDP Yoga, Cancun. I think it's DDP Yoga Cancun something or other. YRG Cancun or something like that. And, you know, there's like 570-something pictures that are out there. So you can kind of get a glimpse of, you know, everything from the, you know, the dancing, the drinking, the workouts, the dinners that we had. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, I got a little bit of everything in there, you know?
I'm going to check that out because I wasn't aware of that either.
Yeah. Yep. That's why I wanted to bring it up to everybody, because I know a lot of people weren't. And if anybody needs them, they can always contact me as well. I can gladly, you know, they're on my Facebook page as well. So you can look on his or mine. I know he gets a lot more than I get on mine, so easier to probably find them on mine if people want to do that. So.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay,
on a personal note, Robert, I need to talk to you offline whenever the show is over.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, well, I that's about all that I have, too, man. So I guess we can, unless you have anything else, I guess we can go ahead and close it out for the night.
No, I'm not in the chat room. Is anybody in the chat room asking anything, or anybody else calling?
No, nobody on the line. And we've got some people in the chat room, but they're not doing a whole lot of chatting right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, if anybody has, I can throw this out there. If anybody's got any questions, get with me, shoot the questions over to me, and I'll be glad to answer them, you know. Personal, whatever, on a side note, whatever, you know.
Absolutely, and
He is right. For the price, you cannot beat it. For everything that they offer down there, I mean, I got my own room and had a jacuzzi tub in there, and, you know, it was a king-size bed, and it was nice, and they had two doubles or something like that for the people who were sharing, and it was just, they were super nice rooms. I've traveled all around and did stuff, and they're phenomenal rooms for the price that you paid with all the food, the drinks, the activities they had going on, and just the workouts by themselves. I mean, that alone, you know, was worth it. You know, so for all that, for a little over $200 a day, you can't beat it. And being on the beach there, you know, going out and being on the beach, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, that's all I got, Robert.
Okay, well, I guess in honor of Sparky, I'll use his line and say, tell the 10% to hit the road and live life at 90%.
What did he say?
I appreciate you calling in. Tell the 10% to hit the road and live life at 90%.
All right, hey, can you stay on the line, Robert, after you cut us off?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. All right, man. I'll see you in DDP. See ya!
See ya.
Monkeys.